Now we're joined by Crest Ridge boys coach Brent Beeler. And coach, your boys are really rolling right now, undefeated on the season, I believe 14-0, and you had a couple games this week, and you know, one of the rare teams to get games in. You played Lexington and played Sherwood. Can you walk us through those two games?
Yeah, we played at Lexington Tuesday night. We won 71-52, and Thursday we went up to Sherwood and we won 81-50 to bring us to 15-0 on the year.
All right, looks like your kids are getting it done on both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively. I know I've seen Lexington. They're a very athletic bunch. To be able to hold them just to 52 has to be quite the accomplishment.
Yeah, I thought we were doing a good job in the game defensively, sprinting to spots, playing good help defense, and we were finishing some possessions with some big boards. So they are an athletic team, and they have some shooters on the outside. I was happy and pretty pleased with our defensive effort that game.
Who are some of the kids leading the way for Crest Ridge right now?
Right now, Cole Smedley's leading us in scoring, averaging just below 20. And then August Haber, who's picked it up recently, last three games he's averaged over 24, and he's up to about 14 a game. And then Will Taylor's getting 13 and in for us. And then we have David Siegfried with 10 and another Jax Brandis with 8. So some good balance for us offensively.
All right, it looks like next week you're going to have a pretty busy week. You're going to be participating in a tournament, if I'm correct.
Yeah, we have the Quarry City Classic up at Crest Ridge. We have Holden first Tuesday night, and tomorrow, if the game's not canceled, we have a makeup game with Wellington at Wellington as well. So.
Okay, and obviously your team's a great ball club, 14-0 right now, as you mentioned, but every coach will tell you there's always things to improve on. What are some things you'd like to see your team, you know, polish up and get ready for the stretch in the conference season and to districts?
Just finishing possessions with the rebound. We've been giving up a couple offensive rebounds that's killed us defensively. We just need to finish possessions, just limit one shot per, and not give those teams those extra chances, and then stay focused through four quarters. Sometimes if we are up and a little up-tempo, sometimes our sprints and our help side's a little slower than it needs to be. So if we can polish those two things up, that'll be big coming into the last stretch of the season.